The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 30th of March.
Monday,
7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Mm-hmm. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning and welcome to Monday, the last couple of days of March here. March seems to have lasted 46 days. It's not as long as last year's February, which lasted 53 days. I remember starting the show, but, well, today is February the 48th. And Alex, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It was long, but this one was, woo! Here it is, the 30th, though.
We're almost there.
Hey, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Alex is here.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. And any special days today?
Yeah, there's two. One is National Pencil Day. So I have a pencil. And
I'm writing with one right now.
Today you're celebrating, yes. National I Am in Control Day.
Okay.
Did you take my pencil? You did take my pencil. Yes, yes, you did. I had one pencil. You
took two. Okay.
No, you got my pencil.
Well, don't you like that?
I've been writing.
So,
you know what, schoolboy.
Take my pencil?
Hey, I make so many mistakes. I started writing with pencils. It's just, you know, like on my scheduler, I don't put anything in there in ink anymore.
Pencil it in. They always say pencil it in.
I penciled it in anyway. So it's National Pencil Day and
National I Am in Control Day.
Okay.
Well, obviously,
you're not in control of your pencil.
I have my pencil, but I'm not in control of who takes my pencil.
Good one, good one.
Right. Never can tell when that
pencil's. You know, we found out that when we bought our house, there's like, we have a house that, I don't know, what is it 50 years old now? 60 years old?
The house?
Yeah.
How about 1942? Okay. How about 80? Years.
Wow.
80-something years old.
All right, so we've been there 20 years, I've lost count. But it has one of those old pencil sharpeners that you used to have in school where it was on, it's bolted on the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that back in the storage room?
Yeah.
Or in the pantry?
Yeah, that's where we kind of hang the, we hang the extension cords over it.
That's what that.
Yeah.
It's
just so old school. I love it. I bet you anybody growing up or listening to this store, if you grew up, you had something, if you grew up at this time, and at that age, that you had that either at your home or your grandparents' home or your parents' home, or if you recall that at all. Hey, let's go into the weather. It's currently 54 degrees. Today's going to be overcast, but we are going to get to around 76 today and overnight lows at 52 as we go to into tomorrow. We're dropping 10 degrees with isolated thunderstorms and overcast once again with chances of a rain. The temperature tomorrow is going to get, like I said, 67, overnight lows of 50. And then as we get to Wednesday, it looks like we have rain with our temperatures around 60, overnight lows of around 41. So we're pulling out the sweaters again. Thursday, chance of rain with 64. And then we go back up to Friday with sunny skies and 76. So be ready for that kind of topsy-turvy temperatures 10 in. But it's going to feel like our humidity will, like today, is 81. That's what it's going to be like. And we drop with our humidity again as of April 4th, where it's sunny, it's down to 14%. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Wow, what a big weekend, huh?
I think it's 3794.
Okay.
Check, because I don't...
I maybe have memorized it wrong.
You could be.
Let me look.
So, they had the...
It's 365-3793. Right there.
Got it.
Okay. You're in a challenging mode this morning,
well,
I think.
You got
my pencil. That's the wrong number.
You had
we got our date wrong.
But you had my pencil.
Oh, man.
I see.
Well, you know, maybe you didn't have it.
Did you guys ever see Office Space? You took my stapler. I need my stapler.
Okay. So anyway, let's hit it.
They had the 1,000 They said there were 1,000 people out there for the No Kings March.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and all that.
Overhead.
And of course, you know, I mean, maybe it was 1,000, I don't know, which means 91,000 weren't there. So, but 1,000 people, and you know what? It worked. This morning I woke up, there were no kings in America.
Did it work? Did you see
it
that?
Worked. There were no kings this morning. My gosh, how often do you see a rally like this really produce anything? And it was true, there was no king this morning.
Did you see the meme I sent you?
Oh.
It's like, no thinking, no fact-checking.
Oh. Did you send that to me?
I texted it to you. I think.
Oh well, we've had an interesting texting weekend of thinking that.
I'll send it to you again.
Okay, please.
I've got.
A lot of times
depends on when you send it to me.
When they changed over again and they upgraded my. Something's happened with how I look at you see things with messages. So it's taken me a couple weeks just to get used to it. I don't know. It's moving so fast.
You said, you said to me, why didn't you answer this? And I said, I don't have it. And I mean, I literally had to pull my phone, show where her list of messages to me is, and it wasn't on there.
You know, what happened is that the person who sent me the text, there were three people in the group, and I just assumed without opening up where you have to look to see who is in the, I thought it was to me, to Carl, and this other person, but it wasn't. So finally, I think the person that was sending me to get information, who I thought Carl was in, got frustrated because they were trying to get an answer, and I guess that's one more step you have to do when you're in a group text to see who's in the group text.
The one that Alex sent to me was, liberals hate all kinds of kings. Work king, thinking, fact checking, and making sense. Oh,
that's cute.
Alex. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're sending more and more troops over to the Middle East. And say the 82nd Airborne. Could be within striking distance of Iran and could be used to seize Karg Island. The Marine Corps has got at least 2 Mews there, so it's another 5,000 people. And President Donald Trump is considering whether to launch a larger attack as he weighs the options to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. 20% of the world's oil, which has been closed since they started the attack. Now, here's the thing is we get very little oil from there. Our oil is homegrown and closer. So this is for all those other nations that depend on this oil. And so will they seize Karg Island where a lot of the pumping facilities are? And then there's the thought about, are they going to go in after the 1,000 pounds of plutonium? And that's going to take a few days. So that should be interesting to see if you're going to put boots on the ground on this, which was one of those things that that ups the ante right there. It's one thing to prosecute this from the air and sea with aircraft, missiles, drones, and all that. But as soon as you put boots on the ground, it changes the whole picture. So we'll see what happens there.
What do you think about, as we're going online?
It's
we're talking about gas prices.
That's a big step.
And gas prices right now.
Yep.
We have, I don't know. I mean, I remember when we got up to 5. Because when I lived overseas, that's it with the given. You know, prices for gas were $5. And more.
Well, it was this under Biden administration 3 years ago.
We went to 5, but not as much as it is now. 5 is minimal.
It was $8.50 in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I just saw $6.75 or something in a post that somebody, and $7.99 for diesel.
Yeah, well, again, California, we're anywhere from $1.50 to $2 higher than any place else in the nation. So, you know, that is a self-imposed tax that we've done, or that, I'm sorry, is that the legislatures have done over the years. The Democratic legislatures, I may say. But, yeah, gas prices are up. But, so we're hurting at the pump and in the pocket because we're waging a war against a country that's been, that has funded international terrorism for 47 years. And who in their, in every one of their statements, it's death to the United States and death to Israel. And they are getting, they're getting close to building a nuclear weapon. And to think that they don't ever think that the fanatics, and I'm not saying all Muslims, but the fanatics, the jihadists, think the way you do, my friends. They don't. They just don't think that way. Saddam Hussein was, had the whole world aligned against him in 1990. The whole world was aligned against him. There were troops on the ground. All he had to do was leave Kuwait. And everybody's saying there's no way he's going to stay with all the combat power around him, except one old lieutenant colonel who'd been a foreign area expert for years for the Middle East. He said he's not leaving. Everybody around him says he can win. Everybody around him says that we will never attack. And that's why he's not leaving. Well, he was wrong. But that's the way, in, that's the way he thought. So don't ever think that the jihadists, the Ayatollahs, and people at that level think the way we do. It, they don't. And unfortunately, it takes going, maybe it takes going to war. Stop it. And first break. And we will be right back with our community calendar.
Move him on, hit him up, rawhide. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, cut him out. Ride him in, rawhide.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisades location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. It is 7:21 in the morning on the 30th of March. It's about 54 degrees out there. And I found my pencil. Nope, Linda did not take my pencil. She, it was sitting next to the coffee cup.
It never ends.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
I don't have pigtails, but if I did right now, they would have been pulled, and now there's an apology.
I would have dipped them in ink. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company, located right here in Redding, California, at 857 Mistletoe Lane, and you can reach them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. It is a jam-packed week. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, is National Take a Walk in the Park Day. Enjoy your favorite trails and relax. It's a great day to check out McConnell Botanical Gardens in Redding, where flowers are starting to bloom and the landscape is coming to life. Open daily from 7:15 a.m. to dusk. Free entry for Turtle Bay members and suggested donation of $5 per guest. More details can be found on the Turtle Bay Exploration Park Facebook page. And Turtle Bay Exploration Park is hiring. They have multiple positions available, including special events attendant and seasonal special events train conductor. For more information, visit turtlebay.org jobs. And just a heads up, tickets are on sale now for Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge in Redding. Open on select dates, May 1st through June 28th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. More information at turtlebay.org. Cal Fire is accepting applications until March 31st for Firefighter 1. For more information and a list of requirements for the position, visit joincalfire.com and apply at calcareers.ca.gov. Also, check them out on Facebook. The city of Shasta Lake is looking for volunteers to join the Shasta Lake Citizen Volunteer Patrol. They are in need of volunteers for afternoon and early evening shifts to help patrol local parks between 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can apply today by going to cityofshastalake.gov/citizenpatrol. And for additional details and requirements, visit City of Shasta Lake on Facebook. Volunteers are also needed for Cool April Nights. The event will take place this year, April 17th through 26th. If you would like to join the Cool April Nights crew or more details, visit coolaprilnights.com, and that's NITES.com. Well, spring is definitely in the air, and there are multiple plant sales happening this week. I grabbed just a few to share in this week's community calendar segment. The Central Valley FFA is hosting a plant sale on Wednesday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 4066 La Mesa Avenue in Shasta Lake. They have lots of plants available, including tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, squash, melons, gourds, herbs, and flowers. Foothill High School Agriculture Department is doing a spring plant sale on April 1st and 2nd, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Foothill High School Farm. Proceeds from the event will go to support Foothill FFA. They will have tomatoes, squash, watermelons, strawberries, peppers, cucumbers, herbs, and flowers. There will be a spring plant sale at Turtle Bay Gardens Nursery this Friday and Saturday. Member night is Friday, April 3rd, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the public sale will take place on Saturday, April 4th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 20 to 30% off all plants. Also look for the spring plant sale at Shasta College Farm this weekend, Friday 9 to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 5 p.m. This event is being hosted by the Shasta College Horticulture Department and Club, and proceeds will go to support the program and student scholarship. Also happening this week, there are a plethora of Easter egg hunts for the kiddos. And I have a quick sample of those events to share here. Now, again, folks, this is just a quick sample because there's so many. So I did my best here. But taking place this week on Thursday, April 2nd, the Anderson Parks and Recreation will host their Easter egg extravaganza at Anderson River Park Splash Pad, 2800 Rupert Road, starting with check-in at 5:45 p.m. and actual egg hunt scheduled to start at 6 p.m. This is a free event for those 18 and under and weather permitting. On Saturday, April 4th, look for the Palisadro Park Spring Celebration Easter Egg Hunt from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Palisadro Community Park. Egg hunt will begin at 10 a.m. Vendors, face painting, games, and more among the activities. On Easter Sunday, April 5th, look for the 57th Annual Shasta Lake Easter Egg Hunt at 9 a.m. at Claire Ingle Park. Pancake breakfast will follow at the Shasta Lake Lions Hall located at 4121 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Also on Sunday, April 5th, the Happy Valley Volunteer Firefighters will sponsor the 54th Annual Easter Egg Hunt at 17441 Palm Avenue in Anderson at the Happy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. This event also starts at 9 a.m. And if you are looking for an afternoon egg hunt on Easter Sunday, check out Nolan Park in Cottonwood from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There will be face painting, balloon animals, food trucks, and more. Additional events happening this week include the first annual Empty Bowls event taking place today, March 30th, at the Redding Elk Lodge at 250 Elks Drive and starting at 11:30 a.m. this morning. Enjoy soup from local chefs, fresh baked bread from local bakeries, and take home a lovely hand-painted ceramic bowl by local students and artists. Now, all proceeds from this event will go to support Good News Rescue Mission Food Program. Online tickets are $25. For more details, visit Good News Rescue Mission on Facebook and tickets at gnrm.org/empty bowls. On Saturday, April 4th, check out the SDF Market at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center located at 1890 Bridge Street in Anderson. The market will run 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission and parking are free. For more details, visit Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. On Saturday, April 4th, look for an open house baby shower for orphan baby wildlife at the Wildlife Center in Anderson River Park, 3752 Rupert Road. This event will run 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and is being hosted by Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Center. Bring the kiddos for some fun activities, face painting, and build a bird feeder. I love that. There will also be educational animals on hand to interact with. And the first 75 children to visit will receive a baby shower favor. For those attending, a request of supplies is encouraged. They really need right now paper towels, TP, bird seed, and gift cards. More details, visit ShastaWildlife.org. The Veterans Connect program is returning back to the Reading Library, now upstairs. The program will be available every first and third Tuesday of the month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So look for this program to return next Tuesday, April 7th. Veterans and their families can learn about valuable local resources, veteran-focused events, and much more. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. Stop by and say hi to Judy Henderson at the Veterans Connect table on the first and third Tuesday each month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, this coming Sunday is Easter Sunday, so I will be off the following Monday following Easter, but I can catch everyone the week after. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone, have a wonderful Easter.
It's going to be a very, very busy week, and you got most of them, but there are others that are happening too. So, but the empty bowls, Linda and I will be going out today.
And some of our staff.
And some of our staff.
Great
will be
way
there
to
today.
Support.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Anne Marie, and have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you. You too.
You bet.
Thank you.
And community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And their phone number is 530-224-2345. If you're home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, and surety bonds, and much more. Siskiyou Insurance Services. And we'll be right back with the Veterans Home.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song.
Join us Saturday, May 2nd for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California. A day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to ReadingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Talking right now, I'll be gone. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Everybody calls and say liars.
Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it, close to 30 years now. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, and he fixes it, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. And then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield. On my the old Red Rover, and it was lasted 16 years. Never could see it. That's the kind of work he does at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And with us today is Mark Wilkinson and Darlene McCusker from the Veterans Home right here in Reading, out on Knighton Road. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Okay, so what's the latest? Let me just say this. I've been watching Facebook, and your guys and girls have been going out to different places, people coming in, and bringing things and entertaining and all that. So,
you want to run down?
Yeah. Well, whatever y'all want to talk about. You've got a whole bunch of stuff there in front of you.
There we go. Well, a lot of exciting stuff. And over the weekend, we went down to Orland and visited the Wall That Heals. It was incredible. The Vietnam replica.
Replica wall. Yep.
I believe it was 75% of the real one in Washington D.C.
That's a big memorial.
It was on their football field, and it took up a majority of the football field.
Yeah.
Beyond emotional, the guys had sheets of paper to do rubbings of names, and our folks were doing rubbings.
Sure.
And, talking about old times and sharing stories, and it was amazing.
And they're still adding names to that every year because of Agent Orange.
Yeah.
And
other
things Agent Orange, the sickness that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And every year it seems like the VA finds another cancer.
So sad.
Brought on by Agent Orange. Mm. Yeah, my cousin suffered from it, among his regular wounds, but it eventually got him, too.
So sorry.
Yeah, and but and so his name's on there, even though that he died 10 years ago.
Wow,
about that. So yeah, so they're all and they're adding orphan wounds that they suffered there, and I don't know if they put on if suicides go on there or not.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to find out. Because,
you know, suffering from PTSD and all this for all this time. I don't know. But Agent Orange, yeah, if you die from that, your name goes on there.
I'm going to try and find that out.
Yeah.
I'll text you.
Tell me if I'm right or not.
I will.
But there are a lot of school buses and kids touring, learning about all that era of time, and I thought it was so special and emotional.
Yeah, really touching. And it was really a big deal for Orland, too, right? Tiny town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn County. They put on a great veteran stand-down in January. They've done it twice, and I've been both times, and it's been wonderful. And
yeah.
Yasmin worked really hard to turn in the application for the wall and get everything going. She was telling some of our residents, we're asking, you know, how did you bring this here? And there's lots of criteria, like it has to be a grassy area that's flat with no trees. There has to be restroom access, you know, all kinds of interesting
parking
criteria. Yeah, parking.
Only
so,
two spots in California, right?
Yeah, it came to Orland and L.A.
Don't talk to her, talk to me.
Only two spots in California for this particular tour, so yeah.
Orland,
pretty special.
Orland and where?
Somewhere near L.A., and then it's off to Arizona now.
Well, you know, a football field is perfect for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it's got everything.
Yep,
flat.
No trees.
It's flat, no trees, bathrooms, access, parking, and all that.
Yeah, it was really great. Yeah. And the volunteers were great. They were talking. There was like a museum that traveled with it, and it was kind of like a semi-trailer with, you know, videos and stuff in it. And that was really, really good. Really
well,
a cool
you know,
thing.
People look at Vietnam. Today, people look at Vietnam like we look at, you know, older people look at World War II in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Vietnam was a part of our lives. And then next it'll be, I don't think you'll ever see a Desert Storm one, but you'll both, you know, be your 9/11 and the 20-year war, 21-year war, we were in that. So, and that's interesting. You got kids going to college that weren't even born when 9/11 happened.
Right.
So, yeah, but the Vietnam War Memorial, and there was a big fight over that memorial.
I'll bet
when
there
the
were.
Lady brought, when the lady brought in that, and it was a woman, I believe. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember her name. But when she brought in that design, that was chosen over others. And as it turns out, it was the perfect choice.
Yeah, it's really
those
nice.
Long walls with all the names on it.
Very good.
By
you,
year.
Have you been to the D.C. one?
Yes.
Me too.
I have.
Really cool.
Yeah, several times. There was, yes, and there's always people there. And there's always things there. And at and the one in D.C. collect thousands of, I guess, little memorials that are brought, you know, that are left there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything from flowers, of course, to teddy bears and other things, medals.
Letters.
Are left
everything.
There, letters.
Baseball
everything.
Gloves. And,
yeah, everything.
Pictures, all the things.
Yeah, thousands of those. Mm-hmm. And it goes into storage. You don't throw them away.
Oh,
so.
That's nice.
Anyway, okay, so that was good. So everybody enjoyed it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, quite a trip. Yeah,
good.
Quite a trip.
Good.
Other things?
Yeah.
Other things. Last week we also had a visit from Kevin Knapp and his group going over the 250 years of the United States, all dressed up in era-specific military uniforms and
from the Revolutionary
dresses,
War.
From
the Revolutionary War up to now. Huh?
And they all came up and gave their piece, you know, like Abigail Adams talked about her story and
Martha
Washington. Agent 355, who I wasn't aware of that agent. And anyway, an old Marine, and then George Washington himself. It was quite a story.
Yeah, I could have sat there and listened for hours. They were so cool.
So it was right back at that point, not all the way up till now. It was just the Revolutionary Era.
They're used to doing it to kids, so usually it's a little bit different. So they wove it into today's veterans and thanking veterans.
Okay.
So they were incredibly skilled actors and actresses. And
cool.
It was real life.
Yeah, yeah, big thank you to the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. Oh, yeah. And to Kevin Knapp, too, because we saw, I saw the story on, I think, Action News a few weeks ago, and I was like, hey, we should see if Kevin will come here and do it, and then lo and behold, he made it happen. So
I think Kevin will go anywhere with that group, because he loves this country, and he believes in sharing the greatness of this country.
Quite a guy. Pretty cool. Yeah. He was down at the wall as well with his Shopper project.
He was. That's right.
Hey, we're here with Mark Wilkinson and Darlene McCusker from the Reading Veterans Home, and we're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Right. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't bump anymore.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in. Ride 'em in raw.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And welcome back to our morning edition here on KCNR, 7:49 in the morning. on Free Fire Radio. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always your talk radio at KCNRradio.com. It's currently 54 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by our favorite jewelry store in town. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, where you can get, hey, rodeo's coming up. They've got great, great turquoise, all kinds of fun. We also have Mother's Day coming up, all kinds of little tchotchkes, Easter. Tchotchkes meaning like fun stuff, you know, baubles. We're all about baubles. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, that's Four Winds Jewelry. Again, that is located there, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. All right, we've got some special guests in the studio this morning, and we're talking about what's happening out at the VA home. Hey guys, you've got some events. Let's throw it at you and see what we can get people cheered on about coming to attend.
All right. Well, recent events. Let's go over a few recent fun things that we're doing out there. We have a new line dancing instructor.
So
the vets are learning how to line dance as Darlene and I.
Oh boy, it's
and
bad.
And my two left feet. But it's
so
it's
much
been a
fun.
Lot of fun. Yeah, she's a great teacher. It is a lot of fun.
Oh, I mean, when you know how to line dance, you can do that. You can take that with in your pocket anywhere.
You feel left out if you don't know where to step and kick. And
there's so many different ones. So what, do they have, like, what they call it, the Western line dance or the what kind of?
We're not as technical. What is it, the hustle and the fireball?
We did the fireball and the electric slide.
Electric slide is everywhere.
That I knew that.
At a wedding, you could do the electric slide. Yeah, there you go.
But the fireball was new.
We'll be able to go to different events.
Okay, so,
So that's been a lot of fun. We had our first gig.
Yeah, so we had a fun, was it happy hour that we did that?
Yeah, so we were line dancing in the middle of happy hour.
Oh, well, how Mark fun. Was. I was in a meeting.
Oh, how fun. Okay, so line dancing. Who's teaching that?
Debbie.
Okay.
But I don't know
her last name. It's a friend of one of our vets, and they coordinated it, and it's been a lot of fun.
Wonderful. So. Okay, what else?
Well, let's see. Recently, we went to a really cool behind-the-scenes show, animal show at Turtle Bay. That was a lot of fun. Other things, let's see. Out to lunch at the Shasta College Bistro, the culinary program out there. Very, very impressive. All the professors are also the chefs and the teachers, of course. And the kids were attentive. The food was great. We had a really good time. What else? Gardening is the big thing with the sunshine finally coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Our vets are digging in the dirt and planting flowers and vegetables and beautifying all the courtyards. And
do you have like a big vegetable garden? Or is it
they all kind of have their own little plots. And
oh, that's
some people
cool.
like flowers and some people like garden or, you know, veggies and... yeah, so each courtyard, we have five courtyards, so they each have their own little, own little space.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Multiple boxes so, in each one.
Some of them work
one.
Together. But, anyway.
So I could have my own tomatoes and cubes.
Yeah, there's tomatoes, cubes, habaneros. Yeah.
And, you know, slap other people's hands who are in there trying to harvest mine.
we got some boundaries going on.
Oh, okay, right? Just want to make sure.
You're right.
So what's the status on openings? At the veterans.
We do have openings, but we also have wait lists still. I mean, the wait list doesn't really go away.
But the one for the non-memory care, or that one.
The independent side?
Independent side.
Assisted living, let's call it.
Assisted living. But there, I mean, a lot of them are driving around. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, what's the length of the list on that?
It could be 3 to 6 months. A year, just depends on, there's a lot of paperwork involved, so the application has to be turned in. Then our admissions team reviews it, makes sure they have everything. If they don't, then it's a lot of back and forth, snail mail, you know, okay, we need this still, or they'll call and they'll have to fax it or bring it in.
And how much does it cost for this?
The application?
To be in the veterans home.
Oh, so the fees, so that side of the home is called Residential Care Facilities for the Elderly. We call it RCFE.
Okay.
So that side of the home, everybody pays 55% of their gross monthly income.
Okay, but the
skilled
independent
side.
Is that okay?
So,
you've got me confused here. You've got the side which it's kind of independent, but it's assisted.
Yeah, assisted.
And that's 55%.
That's 55%, no matter what.
The
skilled side.
Skilled side.
Mm-hmm, we have skilled. We have regular skilled nursing, and we have skilled nursing memory care.
Right.
Both of those are 70% of your gross monthly, unless if you're 70% service connected or greater, then it's free.
Okay. All right. So,
So that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yes.
And Okay, so there's 3 to 6 months waiting list for the assisted.
Yeah, and the skilled slash side.
In the skilled side, it must be
it's
years.
5 years plus, yes.
5 years plus.
Yes.
Wow. Maybe I should sign up now.
Yeah, it used to be, I mean, since they've been coming on, at first of all, it was a year and a half. Well, maybe like a year and a half. Then it became 3 years. Now it's five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think COVID put a damper on a lot of that because we weren't admitting. I wasn't there during COVID, but we weren't admitting anybody, right?
Right.
So that's what, you know, that's what I think made that list so long. And skilled, you know, there's a high demand for it.
Of course.
But typically I encourage people to come in while they're still, you know, fairly independent and they can live on the RCFE side because when that day comes when they do need to move over, if there's an available bed, we just slide them over. They don't go back out into the community on a list. They just, you know, they just change rooms.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And you're,
time to sign up.
If you've not been out to the Veterans Home, my friends, give Darlene a call or call out there, and they're more than happy to show you through the the home.
Yeah,
they're,
I have.
They're
two
very
tours
very
today.
Proud of what they you know what they of what you've accomplished out there and your facility.
Yeah, we have a beautiful facility. All of the rooms are private with private bathrooms. We have 8 homes throughout the state, and the only other home that is like ours is Fresno. Fresno can have 300 residents. We can have 153, but those are the only ones with private rooms and private bathrooms, and that's a really big deal.
Big deal.
Right.
And showers.
Okay.
Yeah, and showers.
Okay. Well, so the others, they share bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, or they share a room.
Or they share a room.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have couples in there?
Yes, we have 3 rooms that are earmarked for married couples. They're currently all full with couples, and they can be veteran couples. We have one of those, and then our other 2 married couples right now are veteran, non-veteran.
All right.
But what's really nice is if the veteran passes away first, then we're going to keep the non-veteran.
You're just, yeah.
We take care of the spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Right?
That's
isn't absolutely. That so nice?
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is wonderful.
So do you have any special events coming up that we can maybe, you know, not a customer, I don't want to say audience, where the public can come through and kind of get to meet a vet and kind of come into the home and do something where there's the public outreach?
Probably the best way to do that, Linda, would be to come on in and fill out a volunteer application and become a volunteer.
All right.
And then they can sign up to assist at all of our events. We couldn't do, you know, going to the Wailing Wall and different things like that. We couldn't do that stuff without volunteers. So an extra set of a helper, an extra set of eyes, an extra shoulder to listen to a beautiful story. It's so important.
Fantastic.
And then they can come help with those events. Most of our events are closed to the public.
Once you do the application, you want to do a background check. We've already talked about how important it is to have a background check and then a background check on the background check.
And then volunteers go through an orientation. So
We're
all on the same page and everything.
Are they
like
fingerprinted and all this? Yes.
Yep.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's good because we just follow the news.
Yeah. But on the other side, if for all you entertainers out there and you wanted to come and possibly entertain at our home, we are looking for someone that does Tai Chi, music, jugglers, comedians, someone that tells stories, lectures, really anything we're open to hearing about. Our vets a very wide, eclectic interests, and we'd like to try to take care of them all. So
it might be fun to have like a comedy night. Because I know that there's somebody listening right now, they're working on comedy acts as long as it's clean.
Yes.
You know,
family friendly.
And maybe have 3 or 4 just almost like it's open mic, but so people can kind of stretch and get to know their craft and be able to be in an environment where you really got your 10-minute shtick.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people, 224-2829, my name's Mark, would love to hear from you.
All right. Sounds great. Now, do they have to be background checked as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
So they kind of come in. I mean, Pat and I did that once where I'm sure Pat's done some things since. I think we did a little Christmas program, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But I remember it was warm and sunny when we did the Christmas program. But that can be a Reading Christmas for all we know. We never know. It could be February and doing Valentine's and all of a sudden there's snow on the ground. So you never know in Reading,
right?
That's
a true story. Yep.
Yeah. Well, people like that, like vendors and entertainers, they're never alone. There's always staff with them.
Yeah.
So the opportunity for something nefarious to occur is not going
to
be there.
Absolutely.
Mark, talking to your microphone right now.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, something's going on. They
yeah,
just, like,
you are, but when you turn your face.
Yeah, we just have a little distortion going on.
It just, well, when you turn your face, you, we can't hear you.
I gotcha.
That's the problem. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, is this microphone?
I won't turn
on?
My, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it still sounds a little distorted to me. So.
Am I distorted?
No.
Okay. I've got his volume down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. Anyway, we've got to run. So how do people get a hold of y'all out there again?
They can follow us on our Facebook page. Veterans Home of California Reading. They can call me for a tour, 530-224-3814, or they can get a hold of Mark for activities and volunteering and other things.
And that's 224-2829. Or if you're interested in just coming out and getting a volunteer application, you can come all the way out to the home and ask for a volunteer application.
Okay. Thank you very much. And when we come back, we've got our first iteration of Women's Issues will join us with Mimi Mosley.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. KCR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. President Trump is threatening to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf.
Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran, even as early ceasefire talks showed some progress. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Homeland Security budget impasse in Congress has seen thousands of TSA workers go without pay for more than a month. Hundreds of those airport security officers have quit. And some relief is on the way, thanks to President Trump. The executive order means that paychecks will start going out as soon as today. And Senator Tom Cotton says the budget standoff has gone on for way too long.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network, President Trump ordered ICE agents to help with security at the airports, and at some of the airports, the delays are starting to ease a bit. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks currently in positive territory with the Dow up about 403 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 65, and the S&P trading 35 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Australian police have killed the suspect 7 months after he allegedly shot and killed two police officers.
Desi Freeman hadn't been seen since vanishing into bushland after shooting at officers who had come to his rural home with an arrest warrant for alleged sexual offences. Detective leading senior constable Neil Thompson and Senior Constable Vadim Devort-Hotart died. A third officer was injured. What followed was one of the country's biggest manhunts, with a $1 million Australian dollar reward for information. Earlier this year, Victoria Police revealed they strongly believed Freeman was dead, but they hadn't entirely ruled out he was being harboured or was hiding in the rough terrain, which detectives conceded he knew far better than them.
The BBC's Simon Atkinson. NASA targeting the first week in April for humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years. The crew will consist of four astronauts, and so they will circle the moon. News and analysis, townhall.com. This year's men's NCAA basketball tournament is down to its last participants.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Hundreds of workers at one of the U.S. Navy's largest shipbuilding contractors have voted to approve a brand new contract with Bath Iron Works. The approval vote over the weekend brings to an end a week-long strike. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of March, 2026, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is at the helm, and it's National Pencil Day.
Yes.
And we've had, of course, had five minutes over pencils this morning about who had whose pencils.
And the old sharpeners that used to be attached to the wall. And we grew up where we had, like, pencil number two. You've got to have your,
it's still number two.
Yep. Number two.
HB.
224. Two and two fours. Yep. Anyway.
What other day is today, Alex?
Oh, it's also I Am in Control Day.
Well, okay. Obviously that doesn't apply to me.
Smart man.
Yep, nor does it hardly ever. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. We know that you getting ready to go to, some of you at work right now. Others are just kind of lounging around going, yeah, I'm not going to work today. And, Linda.
Well, because it's Easter week for many people, we're not really sure, how the variations of how it worked. But maybe it was last week, but we do the majority is happening, this week and also next week. So, anyway, be careful on the road. 30% chance of rain today if you're looking outside. It is overcast, which means that we can put the window up to the window of the world, as we call it. So we're going to be around 76 today with our overnight lows of around 54. Tuesday is calling for a high of 67 with showers, Tuesday night showers, and possibly thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Looks like it's going to be around 50 degrees. Then, of course, we drop from 76 to 67 tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, we go down to 60 with 100% chance of rain Wednesday night. Showers, then rain likely with overnight lows of 41. Our guest is clapping her hands. It'd be great. I'm putting all my plants outside so they can get another big final drink. Thursday calls 64 with our highs with about 80% chance of rain with Thursday night around 42. And Friday sunny. Here we go. Once again with a beautiful 76 on sunny. Sunny Friday, Saturday sunny, and Easter Sunday with sunny with a high of 82 for all of you hiding eggs and wanting to plant and be out there doing what you do on a Sunday, worshiping, planting, and playing. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, always doing wonderful acts of kindness and angel work for our community as well. 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs. Also,
remember that Easter party we had 18 years ago?
Yes.
And we put real Easter eggs out.
We did. It was so
of
much
which
fun. We had
90% were found.
Yeah.
And the other 10%?
We found about 3 months later.
Yeah, because we followed the odor to them, and that was Next time we do that, it'll be plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Mimi Mosley.
Hey.
And she's going to introduce her guest. But Mimi Mosley is, you know, one of the things that we want to do as we continue to grow here at KCNR is bring in local shows that want to impact on our community here. And Linda and I wanted to have a show that kind of showcased women and women's issues. And we thought of Mimi right away to help host the show. Another show starts tomorrow is our Veterans Outreach Show.
Yes, that's going to be amazing.
We have our Veterans Show. And we got a couple others. I think one's going to be, on a regular basis, at least for a while, is going to be addressing artificial intelligence on a regular basis about.
That'd be interesting.
It's huge.
Topical.
It's huge. So and we found an
affecting us daily.
I found an expert on that.
Yeah,
and
good.
Yeah. Marty.
Yeah.
Mosley, who is.
He's pretty savvy.
He's pretty savvy on that. So he's already been on once, but there are. So that, and we've got a couple other ideas too.
So maybe we thought about you because you're somebody who we know. Without question shows up. You are super community driven, and when you say you're going to do something, you know that Mimi's going to be there. So that's a really first priority for us is like knowing your integrity level and knowing that you're going to bring this to fruition. So you couldn't have brought a better guest on with you today who has been Citizen of the Year, involved with so many other things, Naomi Yamamoto.
Yeah.
So this portion, I think you're going to call this She Speaks. So let's just put it, spotlighting local women to share their why.
Yeah. Well,
really big.
First of all, I thought the reason you asked me is because I'm the mouth of the South. It's very typical of people go, oh, Mimi, here she comes, mouth of the South. But in the South, we have a word for why, and we say it in a little different way, and it's why.
Why. Okay.
So when I was telling my husband about this, he said, why? Why are you going to do this? But that's very...
And then after you told me, he said, well, bless your heart.
And bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
That's right. And so first thing I did is I called my friend Naomi because she's so creative and she knows me and she knows that what my heart is mm-hmm. because we share the same kind of heart for our community. And we're all about making Reading better. And we can do that. And women, we tend to see something, we go after it. And so I called Naomi and she said, oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. This is so you, it's going to be great. But she helped me to just, put into words what my why was because I wanted to intentionally spotlight women in our community and recognize their contributions. They may be somebody on the sidelines that we never gets, a spotlight on them. It might be someone who has been forced into the spotlight. It could be someone who's the head of a corporation mm-hmm. or an organization or a nonprofit or whatever. It's just we want to showcase that person, excuse me, and understand what their why is because there are a lot of people in this world. It's like, I don't know what my why is. So anyway,
that's a big question to ask somebody what their why is. Mm-hmm. It could be you could understand maybe if it's your why regarding why as a mom or why as in your job or why, you know, whatever class you're teaching or you're involved with. But when you ask why in general, that could be like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then you like filter down to
absolutely
what does your why mean?
Yep.
Are you talking about like, why do I get up in the morning?
Yeah.
What do I do with my why for the day?
Yeah. So it could be anything, and we would go deeper into that.
Yeah.
Of course. But it would be, what are some of the challenges you have that are unique to who you are? And there are, I don't want to blurt out any names yet because I haven't talked to any of them yet. So
okay.
I don't want to say
that. Okay.
But, bringing Naomi here as well, just for this kind of kickoff idea. She's got so much wisdom and knowledge, and she knows where to, you know, where to say, Mimi, calm down.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, good morning. You asked that question about good morning, Linda. You look beautiful.
So great
to have you here. You're such a gorgeous woman. I tell you.
Oh, you are just so great to have you here.
Yeah, it's nice
in
to
our
be here.
Space.
Thank you.
To share our space with you.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
All right. So that there's and a blessing there. Thank you for making this happen.
Yay. I love your space too. It's very professional. You have a producer here.
Well, come on. I interrupted, but okay. I just want to say, because I think there's a beautiful moment here.
So what I was hearing from you when you asked, what's the why? Is it, why do you get up? Or why, you know, and so I'm kind of thinking this is going to be a flow of from 10,000 foot view wise to into the weed wise.
Absolutely.
Because that is going to be kind of just, we have to be pivoting every day. And whether it's, in our families or in our job or in our purpose or in our nonprofits that we serve. And so the whys change daily. So what you said, like, when you wake up, you know, because you know how we try and look at life in like a 5-year, 1-year, 2-year plan, right? And then we sometimes are just, how are we going to get through today?
I can
today?
Go for a week plan, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe till tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Tomorrow.
Carl, sometimes mine is just my daily list of things to do.
Yeah.
Right?
In 1 hour. What's my why this hour?
Yeah.
Can I switch my happiness to the why?
Yeah.
And then be a grateful and blessed in the why.
Right, right. And so I'm going to give you a big why of mine, if you want to hear my why.
I do.
Okay, so and I have lots of whys because we are mothers.
Yep.
We are daughters. We are employees or employers, and we want to serve our community. So my why, 25 plus years ago, sorry, 30 years ago when I moved to Reading, I was straight out of college. I followed my now husband here to this community, and I came into Reading and I could not find like-minded people of my age group who wanted to enjoy, fun activities, right? And have a community. I came from communities. So my why when I moved here was finding a group of people who were going to activate this community in a way that looked like what I wanted it to look like. And I found a group of people and we started Market Fest.
Oh.
So, and there's literally maybe 8-10 of us. And we were like, we want great music. We want microbrew beers or beers on tap. We want an atmosphere where people can gather.
Right.
And we started Market Fest. So I'm 23, 24 years old. And this is, you plug in to your, you find people.
Right.
And then I discovered you can do small things with a dedicated group of people.
Yeah.
So on that note, with the why and our guest, Mimi Mosley, starting her program with She Speaks, spotlighting local celebrities, women, community leaders, which is Naomi Yamamoto, who is here today. We're going to come right back after these messages here on KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw.
Are you
you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th. 18th and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song.
Join us Saturday, May 2nd for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California. A day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to RedingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
She's a lady.
Welcome Back.
Right. That's a great song.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you to our website, takes you to our homepage. You can go in there and find our programming. Go to archives and listen to all of our shows. And find all of our sponsors. Click on them and it takes you right to their homepage on their website at kcnrradio.com. And to people that when you hear us play Rawhide, it means you call in, which you are, thank you. But when you hear it, Rawhide, call in and you'll be put in for a drawing to win two tickets to the Rep Love Roundup for Friday night. Yep. Two tickets for Friday night. So keep calling and we'll draw that, oh, I guess here in a week or so. And
it's a great sing along.
Yeah, Rawhide.
Yeah.
Well, who could ever watch the Blues Brothers without remembering Rawhide? Anyway, our guests today are Mimi Mosley and Naomi Yamamoto. Got to get that right?
Yamamoto,
yes.
Correct.
Yes, of course I did. I've only been saying it for 20 years. And we're starting this new program. Right now it's called She Speaks, and it's about women's experiences and different women throughout our community.
Yes.
And I'm hoping to make this a regular event on our station. So Mimi and Naomi, take it away.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I want to do is to give an opportunity for a woman who's doing something amazing, excuse me, in our area to speak. And so this has been an excellent example of what you would be hearing. We would have someone like Naomi on, and I'd love for you to just finish your thought process from right before the break about Viva Downtown, how that evolved a little bit.
Okay, so right before the break, I had said I moved here after college. I followed my now husband, and I wanted to be in a community that was like-minded and wanted to enjoy live music and getting together. So we started a group and we started Market Fest. And that's kind of where we ended last break. But Market Fest then became a bigger why because we said, this is going great. What are we doing? Why don't we form a group that can help oversee and manage and kind of usher through the new downtown as new city plans are coming for a revitalization of downtown. So we started Viva Downtown.
Now, how did you come up with the name?
You know what? I want to say it was Jeff Swanson who came up with the name. And, you know, it just kind of has the whole
feel. Yeah.
The energy.
It
Viva,
does have good
vibe.
Energy. Yes.
Viva. Like, right?
Yeah.
So
yay! Yeah.
Exactly. So that is how the name came about. I believe it was Jeff. If I'm wrong and don't give credit to the right person, it was a long time ago. So, and actually, Viva Downtown is now celebrating 30 years this year.
Wonderful. Yeah. Bravo, Viva Downtown.
Yeah.
So, and you've been with them from before.
From the beginning.
So you were there to help form this.
Founding board member.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has it changed much?
Downtown?
No, it was... But downtown's changed a little. No, but has Viva Downtown changed? I mean, as the downtown changes, do you all have to change... How do you change with
so
it?
You know what? We have rooted ourselves in the Main Street program, which is a approach to managing downtown, which is what we have always followed. So really, Viva has not changed much because we adopted the Main Street way and we operate in that. Downtown has changed significantly. And,
last 5 or 6 years.
Correct. And, you know, as someone who has been there for 30 years, the first 25 were real slow.
Well, when I moved here in 07, that's when they were taking the roof off.
Right.
I think, was that the time frame they were taking the roof off, that they had put the roof on down here along the promenade and all that?
Yep.
From before, and then they were taking it down, I guess, when I first moved here, and I didn't really notice it that much because it wasn't down here.
Yeah.
But... And now it's wide open, and now you got a street going all the way through, except it stops right there at Yuba.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll ever see the street go all the way through?
That is a Caltrans question. Mm-hmm. And I do not believe that is in the plans at the moment.
Yeah, I think those buildings are privately owned too. That's a
Yeah, all the downtown is, yeah. Right? And so but I met Mimi Mosley because she was a downtown business owner.
Yes.
And
had
her lovely tasting room here, and you and I are from pre-South or yeah. post-South yeah. are from San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
So I run into this lovely lady and who has wine and from San Jose. And we've got a lot in common.
Yeah.
I want to know this woman. She's pretty awesome. So through the years, getting to know her and, what I've seen about Mimi and who she represents for our community, and I've called her this, is, and I think the name has stuck with all different kinds of groups. She is our cheerleader
yes.
of Reading.
Yes.
And she will come along and give support and her voice. And, you know, she's just like cheering everybody on in a way that really is so important. Because you have so many naysayers out there.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Of why you can't.
Right.
And then it should be turn that baby upside down and say why you can.
Amen.
And yes. So Mimi is what you were saying. It's that this is why you can. Mm-hmm. And even those people over there are saying why you can't. Mimi's there taking pictures, putting it on Facebook about making to put the love and the energy into thank you for being here because I support your why. Mm-hmm. You can.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's so important to showcase people that maybe everyone doesn't already know about. And so I've been fortunate to have a voice in this community thanks to Leadership Reading and quite a few other things. But what do you do with that voice? What's in your hand? So I want to take what I've been given, and it seems to work. I don't know why, but it seems to work that if I want to showcase somebody, it happens to work on Facebook and Instagram. I talk about Naomi or whatever, and people pay attention. And I am not an influencer. I don't even understand that. Mm. But if I am making somebody's life a little bit better and showing something new that's come to the area mm-hmm. and get excited about it, I will support that mm-hmm. till the day I die. And when we moved to Reading and we opened the tasting room just next door where Odell's is now, this was a ghost town. Y'all, I'm sure you remember that. There was never anybody walking up and down the sidewalk. Today we have moms and little kids and everybody's on the street, and I have never felt the least bit concerned about coming downtown.
Not at all.
For safety or anything like that. And even since we first moved here. And it's because of people like Naomi and so many others that have poured so much of their volunteer time into this community and said, I'm going to make it better. All you people who are naysayers, I say this over and over. I go, nanner, nanner, you were wrong. So,
yeah. And there's so much fun.
We're going to need to take a break.
Yeah, oh gosh, we do. Sorry. We're just going right over time here.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. A real barbershop, not a hair salon, my friends. I found it in 2007 and been getting my hair cut there ever since. Never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's an old-time barbershop. You can, and here's the good thing. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. And you can do that two different ways. You can go to Booksy and go to Cypress Square Barbershop. And set up your time, your date. You'll get a confirmation email, and on the day of your haircut, they'll send you an email to remind you. Or the old-fashioned way, 530-244-9478. And I do that because I like talking to people, and I think we're using the airwaves to take something away from it. Anyway, but at Cypress Square Barbershop, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back.
only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right. Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also streaming on KCNRradio.com. So happy to be here this morning with our special guests, Mimi Mosley and Naomi Yamamoto. We are talking about a new segment that we're going to bring on once a month called She Speaks, spotlighting local women to share their why. But before we go there, I want to talk about a great luncheon. We're selling tickets that is going to be called it's the Chicks and Chaps annual luncheon that's happening this year, May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd. You can go to readingrodeo.com for your tickets. There's a tab there for Chicks and Chaps. And, of course, just want to encourage you to get your tickets. It will be held at the Senior Center. And the reason we're doing May 2nd is because we all know that for those, that's a Saturday, and it's usually held, in the past we've held it on the rodeo grounds, but because there are people who are going through treatment, we find that in the heat, if you've been on chemo or radiation, it's better to go inside. And so we do have several survivors that also attend this event. And it's Ladies' Day. It's a lot of fun. And do know that every single dollar that goes into this event stays local. We don't do brick and mortar. We help patients, and we've got grants underway right now for those that are in need, that may be in between insurance falling out or something happens and they just need a helping hand. So we're proud to do that. We'd love to have you come join us May 2nd. It's Chicks and Chaps. So I wanted to just share that with you. And our two ladies that are here today understand what it is to be, like, driven to help community and some of the things, many of the things that these two ladies have done. First of all, I'd like to say, both of you, congratulations for both of you in different years becoming Citizen of the Year.
Thank
and
you.
I think that that's the biggest honor you could get.
It is. It
Big
is.
Honor.
And I was so blown away. I just thought, I don't qualify for this. One of the wonderful honors attached to this is once you are a Citizen of the Year, then you can be in on the group that chooses the next one for the following year.
Yeah.
So my friend Naomi was a couple of years before me. She was probably the youngest.
2019 with my year.
Yeah, probably the youngest who has ever been given that distinction, and rightly so.
Well, thank you.
So what with becoming Citizen of the Year, I think that, you know, of course it's voted on, I think, through the Chamber of Commerce, but through so many businesses, but it's an accumulation of a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they look at, like, when did you start? What have you done? Your nonprofit work. Both of you have such, a heart for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Mimi, right now you are working with the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
We'll be there today for the soup day.
Wonderful.
But share with us some of the nonprofits that you have either started, founded, mm-hmm. followed, involved with, et cetera.
Yeah.
Just off the top of your head.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'd have to really go back. I think when we first moved to Reading and opened a business, there was the Downtown Reading Business Association, the DRBA, which kind of was not a great one, a great experience there. It was just because things were tough downtown. But as time went on, I was on the Library Foundation Board and One Safe Place. That was probably one of the most fulfilling opportunities in a volunteer position. Women's Fund, I wasn't on the executive board, but I loved everything
yes.
Women's Fund did, and I still do. And I wish we could
bring
it back up.
Yeah, I hope Judy, if you're listening, yes.
Yeah, Judy.
Yeah.
And then Haven Humane, I've worked with them, and I just love it. And Leadership Reading is probably a big passion of mine, and that is also a nonprofit. Naomi went through Leadership Reading. It was the one thing that I felt gave me a better understanding of our community, of Reading and of Shasta County, because you in Leadership Reading, you learn everything from the history of the like Reading Rancheria all the way to what's coming next into our community. So it's been an incredible honor to be involved. I'm still on the advisory board for Leadership Reading and encourage people every year to apply. And
so with Leadership Reading, can you share with us, is that's a whole year? It's like a class.
It's one Thursday a month.
Okay.
So I tell everybody it's an adult field trip.
Right.
You get to do something wonderful. You get fed, and you learn about our community, and there's no homework. So that's
right.
My kind of thing.
So, Naomi, when did you go through Leadership Reading, and aren't you one of the founding members?
Oh, no, I'm not a founding member.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how long it's been around.
I know.
So I don't mean
I don't, that actually, 20, no. It has been around
27 years.
Yeah, and I went through the program in 2011. When, you know, when we talk about what boards we have served on, I'm like looking at the building of the first board I served on in Reading, which was the Shasta County Arts Council.
Okay.
I got married in the Arts Council.
You did?
Yes. We had our ceremony upstairs in the hall because it was so near and dear to my heart, that building, and then being a board member, I kind of got, you know, to use it that way.
In fact, I've just been back and forth with Nancy.
Oh, good.
Nancy,
yes.
Hill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I know. So
the Reading Arts Council, she just helped do the national anthem auditions for the Reading Rodeo. So that's a great connection.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. So such a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And, you know, just in various ways have also Library Foundation I was on.
Yeah. Oh.
And we have a lot in common.
We do. We should talk.
Like, I feel like I'm,
No, I think it's great. You know who else spoke so highly of it? And I could see the glow when one speaks about their experiences with leadership, Reading, would be the Rhonda. The founder of Enjoy Magazine.
Yes.
And she had gone through leadership Reading. I'm sure we could come with five or six names of people that we see on a regular basis here that have been through leadership Reading. And so when does that start, and how do you pick people? Do they apply?
Yeah, they've applied. We have just closed the application process. So we will be contacting everyone who applied. They will come for an interview the second week of April. And then we will determine who the next class will be. We do try to keep it as diverse as possible. We don't want, you know, 25 women and 5 men.
Right,
it's a 30-person class. And then they will go to a retreat up in Shingletown. They don't know who else is on the team, and then they meet and have a wonderful team building.
That should be a documentary.
Yes, it is good. And then they come back and they start.
Yeah.
The first is History of Shasta County. Then we have Social Services, then Public Safety. So each month until May, and it tends to be the graduation almost always falls very close to the rodeo.
Mm.
And so we said, we cannot do this anymore. We have got to keep that time separate.
Open. Yes.
Because we've got to be at the rodeo. If I have rodeo leadership ready, I'm going to choose the rodeo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's intense, as you know, Naomi.
Yeah,
we got to take a break here.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. It's time to be looking. You know, it's tax time. It's not too late. Maybe you need a second opinion on those 401s, those retirement plans, those other things. How about your business insurance? Your business insurance, personal insurance, health insurance. Well, Judy Maxwell can help you with that, and they offer a free review and evaluation of the policies you have and the plans you have. That's right, free review and evaluation. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. We've been doing business with Judy Maxwell for years, and she always, and she treats not just us, but everybody like friends and has their best interest at heart. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Ride them in raw.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help, with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. Gosh, into our last segment already, and we're here with Mimi Mosley and Naomi Yamamoto. We're talking a new series here called She Speaks, and that could change the name of it.
Yep.
But the last Monday of each month at 8 o'clock, talking with women and women's issues and
Mimi's spearheading it.
Yeah, Mimi's going to be the host, and she brings in different people every week.
Yeah.
And she started with Naomi. Because yeah. it's like her warm fuzzy.
Hello. She is my warm fuzzy.
Okay.
Security blanket.
Not.
what other issues and people are you going to have here in the coming week?
Well, I don't want to say their names yet because I haven't asked them.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but
you can ask them live on air.
Was that
no
the,
pressure.
Was that the question I was supposed to ask? Because well, why didn't you ask that question, right, Carolyn? I may have missed the whole question.
It's all good. So our topics will range from things like people who fly under the radar. They're never in the spotlight. Some, who are organizational leaders. That could be a corporation or a nonprofit, whatever. Unique health providers. I have a very personal idea of a surgeon in town to invite. Those forced into the spotlight. Sometimes you're not trying to be there, and then all of a sudden something happens and you're there. And I think I can get somebody from each of these areas. Those who protect and serve. So not only Reading PD or the Sheriff's Office or Anderson, But also, I would love to get somebody from Shascom.
Mm-hmm.
Get one of those dispatchers. Tell us what's going on.
I don't think there'll be a problem because we've had those people on you're
good.
Talking about.
Okay.
And it's really interesting to hear, especially at Shascom, the things they do and how much, you know, the things you don't see in there. Like there
Absolutely.
Is post-traumatic stress going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
know, for things that they're trying to stay on the phone and be. Anyway,
yeah.
No, it's a great show.
But to have
a
woman spotlight
that.
A woman
mm-hmm. yeah.
that is,
yeah.
you know, that will talk about her personal experiences.
Absolutely.
That,
and why do you keep coming back?
Right, right. And then it unfolds on a different level with you heading the show
yeah.
on that hour
yeah.
segment than it would be if they're maybe with their cohorts
yeah.
Representing the, you know, first responders in a different
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important also to acknowledge some of the local paramedics because they go through the valley of the shadow of death every single day and they get paid less in some cases than McDonald's workers. So I want to thank them. I don't know how we're going to work that one out, but that's definitely in my heart.
Okay.
That's
well, that's a good one. I don't think we've had, you know, firemen on and all that, but having an EMT on.
Yeah.
It's been difficult to try and,
Well, I think of my son,
on.
Who's a critical care paramedic.
You know what's even more difficult to get on? Somebody from the Democratic, Shasta County Democrats
yeah.
Coalition.
We'd love to have everybody
yeah.
on our station.
Okay.
I've invited them.
Segment, yep.
Yep, and if they listen to our show, they know that we are not an attack dog out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know.
And, we, you know, they represent 30, 40% of our community.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got connections.
Well, you know, and I want to circle back to something you said earlier, Mimi, and you really are the perfect person to be reaching out to segments of our society and to bring people in. And you said something that said, I post something on social media, and I do not know why it works, okay? And I'm going to tell you what it's called. It's called social credit.
Oh.
You've invested in this community. You've given back to this community. You have donated. You have given your time and your heart. And so when you ask or when you make a move, people respond because you have built credit in this community. And that is the why people react. So you are the perfect person to showcase women. I look forward to tuning in and hearing where this goes. And, you know, and Linda and Carl, I mean, you guys, I have known you for 20 years and just, I adore being here and seeing how this all works and, behind the scenes. Great group.
Yeah, I like the social credit. That's a beautifully said. And I just, may I add that, you know, when we're in a community and there is what we're seeing in our country or we're seeing in our community or we're seeing with our families or whatever, and there's division, we get to be the example right here in this moment.
Yeah.
And Naomi, there would have been a time where that station can't be associated with. No, we are the leaders and we can make a change.
Yeah.
Because we're all in this community. We all eat at the same restaurants.
That's
we
right.
drink from the same fountains. We go
all
to the
have
same
the
event.
Same common goals.
That's
yeah,
right. And we want
yeah.
to see our community grow and prosper. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to go to events where there is no rock throwing.
Yeah.
Where
yep.
And Linda's saying this because my day job is at a different media.
Yeah,
group.
No, I'll just say you are. But that's okay. But there would have been a time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we worked for other people. But I think that's now lifted. There is something that's lifted from that. So whether that you're Democrat or you're Republican with what Carl was saying, or you know, we all like say we're in a, it's whether you're Democrat or you're Republican that you're going to be going to the union
yeah,
to go
yeah.
buy bowls
right.
today
yeah.
for the Good News Rescue
that's right.
Mission
yeah.
or go to the rodeo and support things. It's not like, well, you know, you're Catholic and I'm Christian. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's, we're together in this community.
We can be a bridge. Every one of us can be a bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not burn bridges.
No.
Because it could be one of us.
Right.
I will say this about Mimi. I can say a lot of things. But your Facebook post, or molto gentile, as they say in Italy, They are not a tax. You'll see something and you try and get to, if you say anything at all, it's kind of like really, you know, it's to, you know, kind of maybe lessen the sting of people with the keyboard courage.
Yeah.
My Facebook page now is me sharing things like people's birthdays or good things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
that.
Wonderful.
I make very few comments now.
Though you want to.
Well, you know, I think a lot of us have typed a scathing
and
response.
Then delete it. Yeah.
And I go, okay, and I just get rid of it. You know.
I've dug my own grave too many times.
It's also Facebook fatigue.
It's social media fatigue.
Yeah.
It's all of it. It's you're not going to win arguments in these platforms either. So, yeah.
And let's just say one more time with Naomi, and also after the car fire, some of the wonderful humanitarian things that you guys did during the car fire, in the campfire, and all of the fires that we had. I know that behind the scenes you guys were doing amazing things.
Yeah.
So kudos to that. And we got through that. That was a tough time, and COVID and all of the things. So thank you for being with us today, really.
We're a community.
Thank you. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Troy Payne, who is the Veteran Service Officer of Shasta County, talking about not only that office but other issues that are facing our veterans today. And where we're going with that here in the state of California and the nation. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.